Christians are looking at expanding work into Syria. Small churches in the U.S. now have tools to plant churches in the unreached areas. And you can have an impact in a summer ministry in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For only the second time in the nearly 2 year Syrian civil war, the UN Refugee Agency completed an aid delivery inside the country yesterday. But it didn't get the expected enthusiastic reception. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says
there were ties to other factions out there that people perceived where the aid was coming from, and so they actually refused the shipment of the aid.
The situation's desperate for the internally displaced. It's so bad, some are better off in refugee camps. It means BGR has a chance to work inside the country.
In the midst of all of this hopelessness, people are looking for answers. They're looking for hope, and we have a chance to give them hope physically with food, with warm clothing, with some shelter. Our partners are able to give them eternal hope in the message that's found in the gospel.
Does this story strike a chord? Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Sat7 got its 2 cents worth in this week before the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee in Washington, D.C. VP for Finance and Administration Ruth Thomas testified this week over tax reform efforts, changes to charitable tax breaks, and the impact to nonprofits. Proposed tightening restrictions could be devastating for charities like Sat7, which broadcast Christian satellite television to over 15 million viewers in the Middle East and North Africa. We've got the full story at our website. This is Mission Network News. The goal of every church, whether small or large, is to reach the unreached. Unfortunately, that can be expensive, risky, and takes time. Christian Aid Mission has a way for small and medium-sized churches to do just that through their Go Tribal and Missions church planning program. Christian Aid's Raul Hernandez says,
imagine many small churches that are thirsty for action to see that their dollars are being used in a dramatic, impacting way. This is the opportunity for them to see it.
First, you pick an area of the world. Next, you learn about it at Christian Aid Missions headquarters. Then, you travel to the area.
They will see how indigenous missions do the work. They will see ministry headquarters, what they do, if they run a micro business, if they have a farm, if they have a hospital, how they do church planting.
A monthly relationship is established, and within 3 years, a church in an unreached area is planted. Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, is God tugging at your heart to serve Him overseas this summer? Orphan Outreach has the perfect opportunity for you. How about sharing Christ with orphan kids in St. Petersburg, Russia? July 19th through the 28th, you can be a part of a team that can share Christ with orphans. Maybe you like playing games, crafts, or love to share Christ. Your talents are needed. Today is the deadline for your application. Be a part of this incredible trip. We'll connect you at our website. And Mission Network News is headed to India. MNN's Katie Harth reports.
As I sit in the airport and prepare for my trip to India, I thought it might be a good idea to call up Danny Punos with Gospel for Asia. Punos says,
you're going to see a lot of people who are very spiritual. Life and spirituality are the same thing. And so you'll see Hindus and Muslims and Buddhists and Jains and Sikhs, all kinds of different religious people. The only thing is they've never heard about Jesus. And so their minds and hearts are prepared already for the answer that they just have not heard yet.
Pray that God would keep preparing the way for His word to go forth in India.
There is already freedom for the gospel, but pray that more can be done. Second, pray that more missionaries, men and women, can actually go into these unreached areas to be able to share the gospel.
Reporting from Dallas, Texas, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Ewing.